lift up our hands and exalt our King. Shall we lift up our hands and proclaim the greatness of our Father? Shall we lift up our hands and adore you, Yahweh, the Lord of Lords? Shall we lift up our hands and proclaim his faithfulness? Shall we lift up our hands and acknowledge his majesty? Shall we lift up our hands and lift him high and declare the Lord? Oh Lord, you reign and you reign and you reign and you reign. You are the God of the old heavens and the old universe, the God of all spirit and lives. Shall we acknowledge him before the heavens, before all creations? Can we acknowledge him before all the heavens and declare that, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we acknowledge you. We declare that you are God. You are God. Almighty Yahweh, you are God. Glorious God, you are God. Eternal Yahweh, you are God. The everlasting Father, you are God. Faithful God, you are God. Holy God of Israel, you are God. You reign, you reign, you reign. Forever you shall reign. You are the Most High. You are the Most High. You are the Most High. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Open your mouth and bless him. If you are a living creature, bless him. Open your mouth and bless him. Set your spirit free before the Lord. Set your heart free. Set your heart free. Set your spirit free. Oh, come out of all encumbrances. Come out from all weights. Come out from everybody. Come out from every weight and body. Every disturbance of your spirit. Every thought and imagination that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of the Lord. Bring them down and let the King of Glory be exalted. Let the Yahweh be exalted. Let the Most High be exalted. Let the Lord of Lords be exalted. Let the Rock of Ages be exalted. Oh, the mighty God be exalted. Worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Ribaka saka yakata kala kata bayakata rika proko kosekele kala baba le baka raba kosekele boko sotere bakoska rima ko boko sekeri makosa daya mesekeri makatoria ba my cup Lord, I lift it up Lord, come and quench the thirst of my soul. Your heart, I This is the faith cleaning service. Faith cleaning service. There is must be a desire from your heart. There must be a yearning in your spirit. There must be something in you you want God to do. There must be something in you that, you know, you just want a change. You need a touch. You need a miracle. You need a solution. You need a divine intervention. You need, you know, that the Lord will appear unto you. You need the hand of the Lord to touch your situation. If you are here this morning, you do not have any desire. You are just here. You just follow somebody here, and you do not know. You do not have anything to seek God for. I pity you. I just pity you. I pity you. I just pray that the Lord will touch you, even in the midst of your emptiness, even in the midst of your, you know, not having anything in your heart. Would you like to say, God, Lord, by the name of Jesus, I present myself. I present myself. I present myself. Touch me, Lord. Touch me. Spirit of the living God, touch me. Touch me. Do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Look at me. Look at me, Lord. Appear before me, Lord. Show yourself mighty on my behalf, Lord. Over my life, over my school, over my career, over the course that I have come to read, over the situation in my family, over the situation in my home, over the situation in my children, over the situation around my life, over the situation in the land. Lord, show yourself. Lord, show yourself. This morning I've come to seek Jehovah. I've come to seek you by the grace of my Lord Jesus, by the way of the blood. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, appear to me this morning. Appear to me this morning. Appear to me this morning. In the midst of the multitude, in the midst of the multitude, Lord, appear to me. Let me receive my own portion. Do not pass me by. As you decide to visit, as you decide to touch, touch me also, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Reveal yourself unto me. Lord, let my life receive a touch. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory and praise, Lord. But thank you very much, Father, for this is the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing because we have come unto Mount Zion, the city of our Heavenly Father, the heavenly Jerusalem. We thank you because, Lord, upon this mountain there shall be deliverance. Upon this mountain, Lord, your people shall possess their possession. Father, we thank you very much, Father, because there shall be restoration. For your power and your presence will be made available unto us this day by your mercy. For grace of the Lord shall give us access, Lord, unto the riches of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Do not sit down yet. Do not sit down yet. There is one prayer which one of us here, you know, spoke. One prayer request he spoke or she spoke. And you know, if I tell you the person, you'll be surprised. I don't know her age, but I think she'll be 8 or 9. Recently. And the little girl, that is respect of, just escaped my mind just now. The little girl
said something. And you know what he said? He said, Lord, change my life. Change my nature. Does anyone remember that prayer request? She mentioned it in the front here. Was it on Wednesday or somehow? She said, Lord, change my nature. And I was challenged. That's Aridono. And he said, Lord, change my nature. You know, the prayer point hits me. Bah! You know, there are some prayer points that will hit you. Bah! And you will just, hey, this little girl, wow. And I just want you to handle that prayer. It's not a copyright, but it's something that, he said, God, change my nature. And I look at that small girl. I said, huh? So my pay, oh Lord, you could change nature. And I just look that we need God to touch our life, to change our nature. Some of us God must change our nature. God must visit us and change and transform us. Some nature, our natures are repulsive to God's blessing. Our nature are resisting breakthrough, are resisting God's visitation. Our nature are contending with God's power. They are contending. And so God could not move. And God is prevented because of this evil nature in us. The nature that is fighting against God. The nature that is fighting against the workings of God. We like to ask the Lord, Father, by the name of Jesus. I don't know, you may not be serious, but if you like, you can remain calm. You may be silent. But it's a prayer that has touched me for some days. That God changed my nature. Yes, you may say it is a small girl prayer, but heaven answered that prayer. I know that the nature of that girl can never be the same. We like to cry unto the Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I cry. I need a change. I need a change. Change my nature. Change my nature. Change my nature. Change my nature. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, change this nature that we be able to accept your work, that we be able to appreciate, that we be able to cooperate with you. Change my nature. In the name of the Lord Jesus, change my nature. Lord, work upon me this headiness, this stubbornness, this disobedient nature, this nature that will contend with your work. This nature that resists your work, Lord, change it in the name of the Lord Jesus. This nature that is fighting against you, this nature that is rejecting your miracle, rejecting your power, change its nature in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Brakatabayaba Zindaya Malia Bondi Rikrakataria Mago Supalaba Zekele Borobaboko Zekalia Magusheke. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You know, the nature of Jacob had to be changed. In the book of Genesis chapter 32, the Bible says, he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. And the nature had to be changed because God wanted to use him. God was taking him to a greater place. And if God will take him to a greater place, there are things in his life that must be removed. There are some things in his life that must be depleted. There are things in his life, because when in as much as those things are in his life, those things will oppose God's working. In the book of Genesis chapter 32, Bible says, verse 20, no, well, verse 24 to 28, you know, and Jacob was left alone, and there rested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. That's where we just want us to handle this prayer again. That the Lord will touch the hollow of our thigh. Every area he needs to touch. For him to be glorified. For him, for us to be launched to his purpose. Anything he want to touch in my life, let him touch it. Let him touch. Lord, touch my life. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we'd like to touch, we'd like to ask the Lord, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. I surrender every area that needs a touch in my life right now. Touch it. Holy Spirit, touch it. Let there be revolution. Let there be transformation. Let the power of the Lord break all this nature. Every barrier and hindrance. All opposition. All things that contradict your way. That contradict your nature. That contradict your counsel. Everything that will not allow me to go to fulfill your mission and purpose in life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything that is waiting for me, oh God, to pull me down in the name of the Lord Jesus that is in this life. Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, deal with this matter. Deal with this life in the name of Jesus. Deal with this life. Deal with this life. Break through into this life. Break through into this life. Break through into this life. Every tie in my life. Every tie in the name of Jesus. Break it in the name of Jesus. Penetrate into it. Holy Ghost, penetrate into it. Let this nature of Christ, let the nature of Jesus be made. Let the nature of Christ, the nature of glory be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Have your seat for a while. Turn with me again. We are yet to start where we are going, but we are still handling some prayers. Turn with me to the book of Zechariah, chapter 12. Zechariah, chapter 12. I'm going to read verse 7. The Lord also. Let's read from verse 6. Let's read from verse 6. In that day, will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf. And they shall devour all the people round about. And on the right hand, and on the right hand, and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in our own place, even in Jerusalem. Verse 7. The Lord also, in other words, after the Lord has done this, that's other things that God will do. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. He will save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. Let's leave that area first. Let's look at verse 6 first, and then we move to verse 7. God wants to promote you, and the Lord will promote you in Jesus' name.
I said, the Lord will promote us in Jesus' name.
Judah had suffered a lot of setback, defeats, and others. God said, look, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make them, you know, fire among the woods. And they shall devour all the people around. In other words, Judah is not to be oppressed, or will not be oppressed again. And you will not be oppressed again.
You will not be oppressed again in the name of Jesus.
Judah, if you trace the history of Judah, it's one of the tribe of Israel that God, you know, are destined for greatness. But somewhere along the line, Judah deviated, and somehow God was displeased, you know, with him. And God decided to, you know, deal with him. But God of restoration is there. And God said, look, I'm not going to permit you to suffer again. I'm not going to allow you to suffer, to go through trouble again. What will happen? I'm going to make you a fire in the midst of the woods. Men, other people shall be woods, and you shall be fire. How I pray that someone will catch this vision, that someone will say, I will be fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I will be a fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And every other thing will turn to wood. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, and like a torch of fire in his sheath, and they shall devour all the people round about. And on the right hand, on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited. You like on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. May the defeat you go through, the failure you went through, the disappointment you went through, since before you came to this place, will be the last one you will see in Jesus' name. All failures you have earlier experienced, that today, by the authority of the word of God, the Lord that made Judah to be a fire, he will make you a fire in the name of Jesus. Would you like to raise your right hand up with me? Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the spirit of life of Christ, I release your fire upon my life. And I say, let your fire come over me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will make me a fire among the wolves of the hearts. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make me a fire. In the name of Jesus. And walk through me. That by the power of the living God, I shall no longer suffer any defeat, no failure, no setback, no backward again. In the name of Jesus, would like to go on and pray on your own? Would like to go on and pray on your own? Pray on your own. Pray on your own. No pray and handle issues on your own. Those things that you saw last, the sickness you saw last, the affliction you saw last, by the name of the Lord Jesus, by the time you came into this church, by the time you were finished this prayer, you shall no longer see them in the name of the Lord Jesus.
The evil that pursue you to this place shall no longer follow you back in the name of the Lord Jesus. The failure and disappointment, setback, all manner of defeat, all manner of cry, all manner of anguish, all manner of pain, all manner of crippling, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you will no longer go through them. They shall be the hand in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, I receive power. I receive fire of the Holy Ghost over every life in this assembly. Yes, Lord, that you will turn every life to fire. You turn every one of us to fire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord, every emptiness in our lives, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you will fill us with your presence of your fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Verse 7 now. So we have not started, though. Verse 7. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah. First, the Lord of Israel shall save the tent of Judah. First, competition and all manner of things. You know, God, when you say protocols, sometimes we say protocols, but God always suspend protocols. Sometimes we follow protocols. It is good to follow protocols. But my prayer is that God will suspend protocols for your sake. Yeah. I say God will suspend every protocol for your sake in the name of Jesus. Yeah. If you understand what I'm saying, you will know what it means when you are going through protocols. Protocols will say, it takes 3 years or 4 years to promote someone. But when protocol appear, when the grace of God appear, when God step in, God will say, no, that is your home. And God will say, look, I am lifting you up above protocols. I've been in every different places where God suspended protocols for me. Even when it appears the crowd, the queue that I was after, that I was behind, I was looking, when will this queue, when will it be my turn? When will it be my turn? But suddenly, help just came from nowhere, where I didn't know. I said, This man. I was just looking. Who is this? Who is this person pointing to? Well, it was when they announced this man that wore this dress. And then now I pointed to him and he said, yes, please come. And I was telling the person behind me, please, don't forget, please. This is my place, yo. This is my place, yo. And the person brought me forward and he said, can I have your particulars? I was looking. What offense did I commit? He said, can I have your particulars? And he took my particulars. And he said, go and sit down. I'm going in. And he went and he processed what could have taken the whole day, not even the whole day, maybe the whole few days. And the Lord took it. I'm saying, Bible says, Judah will be the first to be saved. Jesus decided, Father decided to pick Judah. May your life not follow protocol in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You like to cry unto the Lord, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, lift my head up. Lift this head up. can you lift, raise your hands put your hand upon your head? That the Lord will raise this life up. He will raise you up above all the protocols. Will raise you up above all protocols. The Lord will raise you up above all protocols. Protocols will be suspended by the power of the Lord. The Lord will suspend protocols. Lord, you can suspend it. You will suspend for the sake of your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, I know you can make me qualified. I know people are saying there are many people. I know many people are saying there are many students. Yeah, they are saying there are many students. There are many students that are qualified. There are so many students that are qualified, but they want to choose only two. Lord, they want to choose only one. Lord, you can make me your own candidate. Heaven, you can make me your own candidate in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, because of me, there are a lot of people before me. There are a lot of people that have not been answered, but you can make me your own candidate in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, you can suspend protocol in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Bible says, the Lord shall save the tent of Judah first. The tent of Judah. Judah was in a tent, a temporary place. And we are talking about settlements, establishments. In other words, Judah was experiencing temporary convenience. Convenience that it can be, aborted anytime, because a tent is a place that you are staying for a short period. It's not meant to be a place of your habitation. Some of us, our blessings are appearing to be temporary. They are not, we cannot see that we are already in it. We see that it is a blessing that is done halfway. You see, things are not done permanently. You cannot see God really doing it. You know, you are seeing it, you are just seeing a shadow. You are seeing a shadow of your blessing. Today, you're going to cry unto the Lord. If the Lord will remember tent of Judah first, God remember tent of Judah first. I'm going to declare, Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, every shadow, everything that makes my life to live in shadow, that is not bringing me out from obscurity, Lord, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, you will take me out. You will answer. The Bible says you will save tent of Jacob, tent of Judah first. You are going to do my own first. Lord, I am in a temporary relief. I am in a temporary convenience. I am in a temporary relief. Yes, the relief was temporary. But today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm praying. I have been given admission, but no accommodation. That's a temporary relief. I have been given admission, but that is not the course I planned for. That is a temporary relief. I have been given admission, but there is no money. That is a temporary relief. It's a temporary relief. It is a temporary relief. Yes, yes, I have this sickness. I've been given drug, and it's a temporary relief. A temporary relief. When you are going through situation and you are being treated, it is treatment. Treatment is a temporary relief. You want to cry unto the Lord and say, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am coming out of temporary relief. I am coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, Lord, take me out of temporary relief to a place of my settlement.
the place of my establishment, to the place of my establishment, in the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Ye ma sheka yakata, meke keria bakoseka, maria bakazeka. No more temporary relief, no more temporary convenience, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every area of your life that is weak, tell the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no temporary relief again, in the name of Jesus. Rabba Rabos, Zantaleba, every weakness is a temporary relief. Every drug you are taking is a temporary relief. Is a temporary relief. Is a temporary relief. Is a temporary relief. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you can talk to God this morning that you are coming out of all manner of temporary relief. You are entering into your permanent solution. By the name of the Lord Jesus, every permanent solution, you open the door of permanent solution. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, the Lord will save me first. The Lord will save my own tent first. In the name of Jesus, I leave the position of temporary relief. In the name of Jesus, I leave the position of temporary relief. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. As many of us who have been staying in a position that is temporary, position in our lives, everything has been temporary. Today, the Lord who brought Judah out and made the case of Judah to be number one case, he's going to make your case to be the first case. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the scripture says that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. There are issues. There are matters in our lives. Yeah, you will look at it that Jerusalem and David, why would they magnify? They be only their brothers and sisters. I mean, their brothers. You know? But, you know, when you are, when, you know, your brother continue to help you, it's your brother. Abi? He continues to help you. Your sister begins to continue to help you. Somewhere along the line, you will see that they begin to magnify themselves in their life, over your life. They begin to show that if I've not done this, will you be here? If I've not done that, by the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that has been making itself magnify itself over your life. I don't know what has been magnifying itself. I don't know. Might be your relation, might be your brother, might be your sister. But you just see you are becoming and you are always acknowledging them. Acknowledging them. And they acknowledge that you are they are the source of every help. And you are under their, you know, under their control somehow. Today, you are coming out from the spirit of dependency. In the name of Jesus. You are going to look unto the Lord today. Every area that, everything that has been making you to depend on whosoever. Everything in your life that has been exalting and magnifying itself against God. You're going to cry unto the Lord today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
today you are no longer, you are not permitted. I come out of this oppression. I come out from this oppression. I come out from this oppression. No more magnification, no more. No power will magnify itself over my life again. No power will magnify itself over my spirit again, over my progress again, over my joy, over my blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Jerusalem was magnifying itself. Oh, Judah, David was magnifying himself in the life of Judah. The Bible says, and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem will no longer magnify themselves against Judah. By the name of the Lord Jesus, by the name of the Lord Jesus, begin to declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, like the name of the Lord Jesus, no more, no more. Everything that is magnifying itself in my life. Are you praying? Are you praying? You must pray. You must pray. Seek the face of the Lord. You must not be a perpetual bondage. You must not. God is not happy. God is not happy. God is not happy with anyone who is making a man, who is making a man to be his God. Why are you making a man to be your God? Make God as your God and magnify his name. Let God be magnified in your life. Let God be magnified. Every area, everything that the enemy has been using to make sure that man is magnified in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, reject it, reject it, reject it. Come out of this bondage. Come out from this yoke. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out from this yoke. The name of the Lord Jesus. Brakata rabaku shakata. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's open our scriptures. Please sit down. The few minutes that we left, that is left now. We're going to look into the scripture. And I title the area we are dealing with, and title is to be dealing with ill grabbler. Ill grabbler. H-double-E-L, ill, ill, grabbler, ill. Show me your heel. Okay, that's great. Ill, grabbler. Ill, grabbler. Some of our people who are Bible scholars, we know where we are now. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 25. The ill grabbler. Genesis chapter 25, briefly. Time is not on our side, but I will mention it. I'm going to read very fast from verse 19 to 23. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because he was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Verse 22. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her,
two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Verse 24, please. And when a days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in our womb. Please let me read verses 25 and 26. And the first came out red and all over like an airy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Heel grabbler is a situation of life where a man has to struggle for everything that he wants to aspire, wants to achieve. It's a life of hardship, a life of toiling, it's a life of anguish. It's a life that is a cripple, a life that is crippled. It's a crippling attack when there is a grabbler. And there are many destinies that have been grabbed. Heels were being grabbed and say, you will not go. And you see yourself struggling. Everything is struggle. You struggle to make jump. The jump 201. Huh? And by the power of grace and mercy, you enter the university somehow. By the help of so everybody helping. Post jump 51%. Everything. One. You just see that situations are not making you to make it. We have just a few minutes more. And these few minutes, we are going to deal with this matter. Where you have financial struggle, where you have academic struggle, where you have marital struggle, where you have health struggle, there are operations of ill grabblers. And today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we're going to address it just briefly. Later, as the Lord provides opportunity for us, we will undo others. We like to rise on our feet. We are not preaching. Because there's no even room, no time. No time at all. I'm supposed to leave this place in the next 2 minutes. So, we're going to cry unto the Lord. You know where you have been struggling. You know the struggle that you go through in every step you want to take, every matter. You see, things have not been smooth in your life. You see, whether financially it is not smooth, even in marital wise, in your family, in your generation, it has not been smooth with your father. It was not been smooth with your mother. It was not been smooth with your brother. It was not smooth with your mom, with your auntie. In your own also, you have seen that there is a manifestation that is going. The struggle again came in. The crippling attack has come in. The crippling attack has come in. The grabbler has come again to grab your heel. We want to say by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is a power this is the power of the grabbler. Today, Father, by your power, you will break. Lord, I break. Lord, I break. Lord, I break the whole of the grabbler. The whole of the grabbler upon my heel in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, the power that has been making things difficult in my marriage, the things that have been making it difficult, over my children, the thing that have been making it difficult, over my health, the part that have been making it difficult, over my academics, over my finances, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you see that your understanding is always difficult. You know the understanding. Even when others are being processed, when others are problem, when you understand, you see forgetfulness. You see you forget. By your power, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, this is the activity of Grabla, Lord of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the whole of Grabla. Let the whole of Grabla be destroyed in my life. Let the grip of Grabla be destroyed in my life. Let the sin power of Grabla, Grabla, over my head, wherever, the power that has grabbed my head, the spirit that has grabbed my head, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your bone be broken. I command your bone broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost. Brakatabaya. Zeketerea. Every anguish, every pain you have been going through. Yes. Every sudden hardship, every crippling attack, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get your deliverance to this morning over your finances, over your health, over your marital life, over your husband, over your wife. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every helpless situation you just see, you do not know how to help yourself. Every hopeless situation, in the name of the Lord Jesus, it is an activity of the grappler. Begin to cry, Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your power destroy this whole of Grabla over my ear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, remaka jata yabaya, rikrabaka zekeria bago zekeria, rimaria braka tariaba, maria prabaka laba, jema zekele brabako zekaya. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. I'm going to invite Reverend Adeniran right now to come forward and to handle the aspect. And it's because of our time. By the name of the Lord Jesus, and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Don't be a gentleman. If you see the enemy grabbing your feet, you know, the Bible says we are not wrestling. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. It is not flesh and blood. It is not. We are wrestling against powers, against principalities who are grabbing your feet, who are not permitting you to move, who are not permitting you to make a way over your health, over your academy, over your finances. Blessed by the name of the Lord Jesus, the activity of grabblers must be stopped today.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Lord has touched on a very serious matter. But because of some other things, it's very easy to miss it. You will not miss it. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, we are not reading. The Bible says, when they heard this, they thrust them into the inner prison and they put their feet in the stock. Every instruction from hell to stop you, today we revoke them. When they heard this, they put them in the inner prison and they put their feet in the stock. Every instruction from the witch's coven, from your family idols, every instruction from the occultic realm to stop your success, to stop your progress, to stop your testimony. Every instruction, every command, today, they are canceled. 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 When they heard this, the executors, the implementers, the enforcers, they put them in the inner prison and they put their feet in the stock. Every signal that was transmitted from anywhere to stop your glory, to stop your progress, today they are deleted. They are deleted. They are deleted. In the name of Jesus, we now come to address your feet. The Bible says the snare is broken and our feet are out. Today, every arrester, every chain, every bandage on your feet, they are broken in the name of Jesus. Your marital feet, your career feet, your health feet, your financial feet, today, all of them put together, they are liberated in the name of Jesus. We take the anointing of the Lord in this faith clinic and we pour it on your feet. Receive anointing 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 on your feet. In the name of Jesus. Habakkuk chapter 3, 17, 18, 19. He said, He will make my feet like hinds feet, and I will stand upon my high places. Every member of Cedar Covenant, today, Holy Ghost make your feet. I say, Holy Ghost make your feet. Holy Ghost make your feet. Move to your high places. 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 Thank you, Father. There is somebody in this service this morning. You just notice that there are some strange stripes all over your skin. They have been there for some days and weeks. It's not medical, but the Lord said He's delivering you. You have worn your clothes upon them. It's not in the appeared places. Stripes. It's not what they call. It's not what. No, no, no. It came less than 2 weeks ago. They are very strange stripes. They are all over the place. They are all over the place. The Lord that is releasing your heal is healing the stripes. In the name of Jesus. And finally, I heard the voice of God when the man of God was ministering. He has not read Genesis about the grabbler. He said, I want my people to go. So I team up with the grace of God upon the servants of the Lord. And I speak to your life. I say, go. Yeah. your glory, go. To your throne, I say go. To your prepared places, I say go. To your next level, I say go. Receive healing. Receive deliverance. This faith clinic for the month of March that is taken over by the Holy Ghost today, right now, receive your allocation. I say, receive your own portion. You will not go empty-handed. You will not go empty. You will not go empty. Move from the tent. Move from the tent. Move into the edifice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Wave your hands unto the Lord. Bless the Lord for your healing. You are making progress from today. Yes. Every demobilizer is destroyed. Holy Spirit mobilize you. Your heal is free. Yes, wave your hands and begin to give him all the glory. Worship him. Give him the glory. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.